today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun Alaikum. Again, we are here on today's special on Friday, 24th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of May, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, it's the time of the Holy Quran. For today, we'll listen to verse 9 of chapter Az-Zumar, chapter 39 of the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Amman huwa qanitun ana al-layli sajidan wa qa'iman يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب.
Is one who is devoutly obedient during periods of the night, prostrating and standing in prayer, fearing the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of his Lord, like one who does not? Say, are those who know equal to those who do not know? Only they will remember who are people of understanding.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The word knowledge, or in Arabic term, ilm, is not employed in the sense of knowing some terms of the material links amongst things. In other words, it does not indicate formal sciences, but it denotes a specific knowledge and awareness that leads men to obedience to Allah and fear of judgment, makes men to set his hopes on divine mercy. Contrary to what the ignorant imagine regarding religion as the opium of people, the most fundamental prophetic calls addressed gaining knowledge, thereby proclaiming their objection against ignorance at all times.
رب صل رب سلم على طه المعلم نبع خير شمس حق من السماء You're the light of my eyes You're the answer to my cries You're the dawn that chased away my darkest night وإن لم أراك يا حبيبي عين روحي دوما تراك نور من الله كي يضيء لنا الحياة يا حبيب قلبي يا محمد يا إمام دربي يا أحمد يا شفيع ذنبي يا طه عليك صلى الله.
And our topic for this episode, the status of teachers in Islamic point of view. In Islam, the act of imparting knowledge is highly esteemed, with teachers holding a noble status within society. Prophet Muhammad emphasized the importance of seeking knowledge and honoring those who impart it, stating, "The seeking of knowledge is obligatory for every Muslim. This reverence for knowledge and those who transmit it underscores the significance of the teaching profession in Islam. Teaching is not merely a job, but a means of seeking blessings and spiritual reward in Islam. Prophet Muhammad taught that the one who imparts knowledge to others will be rewarded for every beneficial word thought, with the rewards continuing to flow even after their passing. This belief in the enduring blessings of teaching serves as a source of motivation and solace for educators in the face of the challenges they encounter.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is Ali, your host, and we shall be talking about the value and position of teacher. The position of a teacher is highly and significantly valued in Islam, to the extent that the position of a teacher is compared to that of the prophets in the speeches of many religious leaders. Javad Iqtisadi Khah is one of Allama Ja'fari's teachers in the fourth grade of primary school. Allama Ja'far calls him a virtuous, pious, and compassionate person and adds that one day when I was giving a lecture at Mashhad University, as soon as I sat down at the table, from a distance, I saw a person who looked familiar. I looked closely and saw that Mr. Javad Iqtisadi Khah is there. When I saw his face, I could not speak for a few minutes due to the feeling of respect. You see, these are the scholars who are respecting their teachers. Ayatollah Mutahhari, the late Ayatollah Mutahhari, spoke of his teacher, Allama Tabatabai, with great respect and honor. And in some of his speeches and writings, he mentions him as the venerable teacher, Allama Tabatabai. May my soul be sacrificed for him. So you see, this is the way that the late Ayatollah Mutahhari mentions the name of his teacher. It is not the case that anyone who acquires the power of memory and storing and handing over scientific and literary terms and reserves and passes them on to the learners is a teacher and has assigned himself a spiritual home and a position and spiritual merits. If acquired knowledge is not compatible with faith, right actions, and wise words, not only will it not be a source of guidance and growth, but it will be a source of misguidance.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
And the continuation of this program, today's special, we look at one of the teaching strategies of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. His teachings were based on living experiences as opportunities to instruct. For example, the Prophet once was with some companions to prepare food. He asked them to slaughter a sheep. One companion said he would do that, another said he would skin it, and a third said he would cook it. Then the Messenger of Allah replied, "I will collect wood for the fire." They said, "No, we will do that work for you." The Prophet answered, "I know that you can do it for me, but Allah hates to see a servant of his privilege above others." And the Prophet went and collected firewood.
Yeah.
This is today's special inspiration to help us reestablish our intention as teachers. Education is the gift that keeps on giving. Education is a non-stop task, and as such, its profit is unending. How many as educator do not praise even if they left this worldly life? The prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said, "The best of what a man leaves behind are three: a righteous child who supplicates for him, ongoing charity, the reward of which reaches him, and knowledge that is acted upon after him." A person who teaches leaves behind professional knowledge that may have a lasting impact. The best lessons you share may be remembered for a lifetime, even if you do not perceive it at that moment.
That approach where I'm looking for knowledge like I'm thirsty, or like I have lost something, or like I need to go on a journey and I don't care how far it is, because what I'm getting is a treasure that is worth finding. Yes. That approach is what the Ahl Bayt and the Prophet established in us from a young age, in the age of Islam. That you have to seek knowledge like you are desperate for it. Mm. More than you seek wealth in the grind of work in a highly capitalist society. No, that's not what you are made for.
No, definitely.
You're made for increasing with God. And the more that you know yourself, man arafa nafsahu, faqad arafa rabbahu. You will find your Lord in that journey. And don't forget it for a second. When Imam says to us, man nasiya nafsahu, nasiya rabbahu. If you forget yourself, you forget your Lord.
Yes.
So your whole life is this journey of increasing knowledge and finding God together.
Closest to God,
that's the
right?
point of religion.
Perfection of self. Knowledge of self is to know your God.
Precisely.
And if you continue that journey, I mean, I've just reread a book called The Alchemist. It's not a religious book.
It's a good book.
It's a great book, but it's literally about that journey towards destination. But when that journey, he seeks and finds God, you know, within that whole thing. And he understands the soul of the world and everything that's around him. And then when he gets to his destination, I won't give away the ending, but, you know, it's about that journey. And throughout that journey, he gains so much knowledge that he becomes an alchemist.
Right.
He has knowledge of everything around him. There's a point in there, he even talks to the sun and talks to the wind and commands it.
Yeah.
Because he had so much knowledge of what was around him. And it's so relatable to, you know, what our teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam, you know, tell us.
Most definitely.
It's amazing, actually. Speaking of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam, we can't talk about knowledge without talking about Imam al-Baqir, alayhi salam, and Imam al-Jafar al-Sadiq, alayhi salam. The pillars, the fountain, really, of education and spreading knowledge. They had the freedoms in their time to be able to spread knowledge.
It was a distinct period of time, those decades, in the history of the Aimmah. It's true. Imam Ali, we have narrations from him, but much of Nahj al-Balagha is like private conversations someone wrote down. Or sermons given at different times when he was situation necessitated giving lectures or speeches.
Yes.
And, but he's only in power for, what, 3 or 4 years?
That's it.
It's not enough time to use the minbar for an institution of learning when you're fighting 3 civil wars at once.
Exactly.
Undoing the innovations of those that came before you and coming towards the end of your life during your own time.
Yes.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. If you want to listen to all episodes of today's special, you should check our archive. At first, you go to parstoday.ir/en, then Call of Islam page. There is our archive there. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta al-Nabiyul Amin. وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين.